Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, June 11, 2015, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio has the pleasure to be in New York City. We are live from 101 Park Avenue, which is a building site, also known as the Calicow Building. It's behind Pershing Square in New York, and it's not far from Grand Central Station if you're familiar with the region. Or if you're not, these are some landmarks that will bring you to this particular site and location. And today we are here to pay tribute and to notice the Outdoor Museum Without Walls. We're here, and our topic is about artwork, and we've been doing art this week after we went to the Museum Mile Festival. We are continuing our week with artwork. So it's outdoor artwork, and these are in the form of plaques, artwork plaques. And what has been done, an artist that lives in Harlem, here in New York City, has created plaques in front of some of the prominent buildings here, and the plaques depict the prominent buildings as well. So I'm going to walk down the sidewalk where you'll, busily have commuters coming and pedestrians, and they're just walking right across the beautiful plaques made here for them to enjoy as they do their promenade. And the streets of gold in New York are not, maybe they're not streets of gold, but this is definitely bronze. So I guess they do have, goldish streets or bronze-like streets, or people are actually walking on the bronze. So, even if it's not gold, it is bronze. So it's still pretty fancy at that. So I wanted to go ahead and get a listing of the different buildings that has been depicted by this particular artist on each plaque laid into the concrete and sidewalk here at the 101 Park. So the first building is a depiction of one of the famous buildings here in New York. It's called the French Building. It's at 551 Fifth Avenue, and the building date is 1927. And we're going to go right along with the public artwork to the next plaque. I'm moving right up. We found a lot of information at www.culturenow.org, and it had a lot to say about the particular artist and the building. The next plaque, though, we're here at the next plaque, and it's 8 through 10 East 40th Street, and it's called the Lincoln Building, and it says 60 East 42nd Street, and it says 1930. There are more than, in this cluster of three, there are three buildings. So two addresses was given. That was 8 through 10 East 40th Street, and it says the year was 1911. Then there's the Lincoln Building that says 60 East 42nd Street, 1930, and then it says 295 Madison Avenue, 1929. So we have a cluster of buildings there. If you wanted to do a web search, you do the addresses. It'll tell you all about the architecture and the particular architects, and it'll tell you about the site. So we did a fashion walk. So I wanted to let you know that this is almost like the architectural walk of fame. And they have these plaques in front of city park plazas. And if you wanted to learn more, there's articles on them at www.newyorktimes.com. The streets of New York may not be paved with gold, but they are paved with bronze plaques, granite plaques for the stock ticket tribute, and fashion plaques. And it says there are 96 different plaques dedicated to the Library Way, you can find that at 41st Street between 5th and Park. So a lot of people are picking up on the idea that, the streets of gold are in bronze. And so we're here at the next plaque, and it's called Seagram Building, and it depicts Seagram Building, and it's 375 Park Avenue, and the building was constructed in 1958. Okay, and so there's also at the fashion plaque we did a show on, and you can find that in the Garment District from 39th to 41st Street. And at the southern end of Union Square, there are other panels in plaques that have been depicted by other artists. And this one, the next plaque we're here, is the Chrysler Building, 405 Lexington Avenue, 1929. And this goes right around the building. So it's kind of like in a New York block, and they're paced between the plaques. And so you have to, do the block, the city block, in order to enjoy the artwork. And so we're here at the next one, and it has a story, and it says Grand Central Partnership, along with Tally-Cal, are joined together in order to create this project or to commission the particular artist, and he was able to construct these. It says, embedded in the sidewalk surrounding this property are a series of bronze reliefs that celebrate the rich architectural heritage of the commercial properties in the Grand Central Partnership District. On this site, 101 Park Avenue, once stood the architect's building, home to many of the designers of these impressive structures. This commemorative project seeks to reestablish this historic link. It was made possible through the leadership and generosity of H.J. Tally-Cal and Company and the Grand Central Partnership. The bronze reliefs are by Greg Lefebvre. So to spell that, it's G-R-E-G-G. It's his first name, Greg. And the last name is seems of French. It's L-E-F-E-V-R-E. A sculptor of this city assisted by James Owens of Boston. And this particular plaque is also engraved. This is engraved and it's in the ground, and it was done in 1996. So we have that information right in front of it as it starts, if you can go left or right, towards Grand Central Station or towards down by the waterfront and near the United Nations. And so either way you go, you'll find more and more plaques. So also we want to let you know the architect, and it says at www.culturenow.org, the architect's building at 101 Park Avenue served as home to many of the designers of New York's early skyscrapers. Each bronze panel is detailed, has a detailed portrait of a different building designed on the site. Okay? So, you know, a lot of people like this one. It's 101 Park Avenue, 1982. It has its own plaque right directly in front of the black building, which has black windows, you know, tinted windows, and it's like huge columns in gray, and, you know, it has the workings in silver. And we're to the next plaque now, and it's New York Central Building, 230 Park Avenue, 1928. And these are some of the most historic buildings, some of the most popular buildings. Even though we've done a lot of tours here on the Theory of Parenting, we haven't completed our, you know, tour as of yet. We haven't done every building. And then they also have one at Grand Central Station, Transportation Center, which is 200 Park Avenue, and this one is 1961. And we enjoyed that one a lot. I'm glad to see the building. Some of these buildings are not skyrises, like, and some of them are not as tall as some of the others, but they still did depict some of the buildings, and not all of the tallest buildings in the particular area, but to this location, which was the Grand Central Partnership, they depicted what they have in this you know, region right in here, and then in another region near the Empire State Building, someone else did something else, and then not far from Times Square, each district, like the Garment District, this is, you know, Grand Central, like, you know, sort of in here district, and so each situation has, you know, a possibility of having plaques depicted, and they have things around the particular island. So the next building is the News Building, 220 East 42nd Street, 1929, and we have want to put some of the photos up on our Facebook page at Tim Joyner / Facebook. And we can do those, too, at Theory of Parenting on Facebook. And then we'll have them, you know, posted at maybe my son's page, and we'll post some of the information as well. So the next building is the Philip Norris Building, 120 Park Avenue, 1982. And we're moving right along here. And we have the next building, which is the Chan Building. It's 122 East 42nd Street, 1929. And we're going to keep moving. And this is really fun. Like, you know, if you were taking pictures, I was out here taking pictures of each of the plaques. And, you know, it's fun, you know, to stand and you have to wait for the pedestrians to walk on the plaque of gold or bronze. And then, you know, you have to wait to get your shot and everything. So you're outside. It's like an outdoor museum, just like they depicted it on the computer. And so we're here at the next one, and it's Lever House, and I like to say Lever House, and it's 390 Park Avenue, 1951. And we're moving right along in the traffic of the pedestrians, and we're, you know, trying to, we're blogging all at the same time. So, like, we're having this real-world experience. We're near Parisian Square Bridge at Grand Central Terminal, and we're at East 42nd Street at this time, starting at the 40th Street corner section, where they have the steps and where all the employees and different people are sitting out on the steps enjoying the fountain and also enjoying, you know, lunch or dinner, something like that. And there's, you know, a lot of plantees here, and they have, like, flowers out and some trees, and so it's a really, you know, comfortable environment. The traffic you still can hear, that's a part of New York, you know, the traffic and the pedestrians and people going on, and still trying to enjoy a relaxing situation while someone was still thinking of everyone and all of the pedestrians. Families can come here and tour this area and see these spots at no cost. It's free. And also, you know, you can have a rest on the stairs. This particular place have a couple diners where you can eat as well in the first floor of the building. And we're here at the next block, which is the GE building, 570 Lexington Avenue, 1930. And we're on to the next block, and it's the Citicorp Center, 153 East 3rd Street, 1978. And we're rounding the corner now at Park Avenue, and we're going on to East 41st Street. And we're looking at the next block, which is the Chrysler Building. And this is 405 Lexington Avenue, 1929. And, you know, on and on and on, each building has been depicted, you know, on a plaque. And this is a tribute. This is artwork. This is a local artist. And, you know, you have to, if you go into school for design or anything, or if you have it as a hobby, and, you know, if you have any art you would like to display, you have to talk to your government officials to see if, you know, your artwork can be displayed anywhere in your particular town or city. This is the French Building, 551 Fifth Avenue, 1927. It's a cluster again. And we wanted to let you know, again, that there's culture all over the city. And, you know, each day as we go out, we don't plan exactly what we're going to do. I have some magazines, some guys, and we go out and we try to find a story. So the next plaque here is the Gray Bar Building, 420 Lexington Avenue, 1927. And, you know, I have to follow up with these addresses and, you know, try to find some of the other buildings, because some of the things, you know, have been depicted, and some of them are in the book, but some of the newer things are in the book, but sometimes you don't have some of the more traditional buildings. So the last plaque we have here is the Bowery Savings Bank, 110 East 42nd Street, 1927. And this led me to the 101 Park Avenue building, where they have, like, a gateway newsstand, and, you know, also another entryway where it says visitors must, you know, get some type of permission to be in the building. And so they don't come with an atrium or anything, but like I said, some people are sitting out in front. If you wanted to actually get in the building, they have a corner store, so you can walk into the foundation of the building and, you know, actually have access to the building in that form. And, you know, we're going down to the corner at Lexington, and this is still very much a part of the building, and there are other shops and eateries here, so you still can go into it, though it's actually, it looks conjoined, but I don't think that this is conjoined. I'm at the, yeah, it's actually conjoined. It looks conjoined. And so it goes right on to Zaro's Bakery and Subway and right on up to the next building, which I think is a separate building. But it's still Grand Central Partnership, and there's a doorway there for field operations. So they have a public safety sanitary and visitors and services right there for anyone who needs assistance and trying to get a tour or trying to access the building for movies, film, or, you know, pictures for your artwork or anything else that you wanted to do. That's our time for the show, and I wanted to remind my son and remind a lot of the audience members that you can tour everything in your state or your county or your city. Taking time out to, like, find out what's available to the public and what you can do at a private or a private tour is, you know, very informative. It's very insightful, and it's very standard-informed citizen. So sometimes you want to go to your government, find out, you know, what old buildings you may have, what new buildings you may have, and what, you know, you can do to get information on those buildings, who's in your city, who's owning things, and who's in your building running and operating and managing a building. Sometimes you can't stop a building or owner, but sometimes you can definitely find out who's managing a building. And if you're having any trouble with, you know, tenants or anything else, or you're having any trouble with businesses doing any troubles, you actually can talk with management. If management can help you, you can talk to the owners. If owner can't help you, you can talk with someone from in your city, you know, to talk about whatever issue you may have. And don't forget to go to your family, the church, and get all the support and petitions you possibly can get. even for to get space of you so you can open your own business and get a reasonable rate. So for all those reasons, not just the negative, but for all those reasons, you know, stay involved in your city and realize, you know, what's available to you, because the opportunity may be right under your nose for you budding entrepreneurs. That's our time for this show. Until next time.